Our weekly locker room chats here continue on 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. It's our Jackson Heights Cobras locker room chat as we slither our way into week number 8. Our head coach, Madison Massey of the Jackson Heights Cobra Girls. This locker room chat's been brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Healthcare Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, Farmer State Bank Holton, and Ron Kirk's Body Shop. Well, it's been a trio games the last time we spoke, coach, an overtime loss to Oskaloosa, and also two losses against NEKL teams with the JCN Chargers last Friday, and then Horton earlier on this week. So, Coach, tell me about these last couple of games for you and your team.
We'll start with Oski. That was a huge game for us. Came all the way down to, we were ahead by three. She dribbled down. She shot a three and made it. So, one of those games where you're like, okay, we got this. We can do this. You know, we just shot a couple free throws. And then went into overtime, and we ended up losing, I think, by three. But Brynn Shoup, she had a double-double. She had an outstanding game. She was 3 for 6 from the three-point line, 20 points, 11 rebounds. And right behind her in the rebound section was Jennifer Melly. She had 10. So that was a huge, huge stat line for us, is getting those rebounds, because we struggle sometimes with that, getting people blocked off and going to get them. And then the next night we take on JCN, and we just were flat. It's hard playing back-to-back. JCN had to do it too, but we struggled to make shots. Brynn, she had 4 for 8 from the three-point line, and JCN as well with 14 points. She was our leading scorer. So she hit some shots, and then other than that, we struggled around the basket, especially at the three-point line. And then last night we played Horton, and much better win for us, or much better game for us. We did not get the win, but last time they beat us by 34, and they beat us by 11 last night, and it was tight for a very, very long time. And a big night for MSI. She had 13 points. She had 4 threes. So really nice to see her hit some open shots against Horton last night.
Yeah, we talk about a lot of players, and most of the ones we key in on is Brynn Shoup and Chesney Cochran, but you kind of threw out a couple other names there with Melly's as well as Emma Sides. You know, you're coming down the final month of the season. How important is it to have good team chemistry and kind of get everybody involved here in these final couple games of the season?
Probably my top priority right now. Sometimes it doesn't feel like we're gelling or playing together, and I think that's our biggest downfall. But we just have to work together. Last night, playing Horton, we moved that ball. It didn't stick in anyone's hands, and we got good shots up from it. So I'm just really hitting it that we got to run an offense. Shots are going to come in our offense, but we got to move it around and make that defense work.
Upcoming here, two Northeast Kansas League games, trying to look for your first win in the NEKL. You have Pleasant Ridge upcoming on Friday, and then you have ACCHS next Tuesday, a team that you played at the beginning of the season in a non-league game, won 65-6. So definitely some opportunities for some wins these next two games. How are you going to look to get it done?
Yeah, you know, we got Pleasant Ridge coming up. They press, so got to take care of the basketball. Run our press breaker, find the open person, find the open area. We have trouble running to a spot instead of the open spot. So definitely going to be a competitive game, in my opinion, against Pleasant Ridge. And then we have ACC, who we've already beaten once. But as you know, the second time you play a team, they could do a lot of different things. So we'll have to just be mentally and physically prepared for those two.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you for joining us for week number 8 of our locker room chats. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
That was head coach Madison Massey with the Jackson Heights Lady Cobras. Upcoming, the Jackson Heights Cobras looking to bounce back here against the Pleasant Ridge Rams on Friday. An opportunity also against the ACCH Tigers next Tuesday.